You know, you're a married guy. You can imagine being, you know, when you know in life, you're out in the dating world, Clay, and you come across a young lady who has the pronouns.
How hot does the girl have to be for you to overlook the pronouns?
That's a very interesting question. But I'll tell you this, the pronouns, it's like seeing those bright colors on the coral snake. Beware.
You know you're in trouble, but I bet if she's hot enough, you'd think I can change her, I can fix her.
Can neither confirm nor deny, Travis.
I guarantee it. We'll have a fantastic Wednesday show when we come back. Download the podcast. You won't miss a second. Thank you all.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You've heard us talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his products have given us a great night's rest. But let's talk about his line of towels.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is. Mike's latest offer is on his six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you need in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. You can get this set for the low price of $39.99. That's only $39.99 with promo code Clay and Buck. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials to get this low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code Clay and Buck to get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase, or call 800-792-3269. When it comes to men's underwear, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. When you're wearing Tommy John's hammock pouch underwear, just to name one of their most popular styles, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better.
This is a brand that is constantly innovating. Innovations like an air mesh interior hammock and moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Plus, the legs never ride up, and the waistband never rolls down for a perfect fit.
Tommy John doesn't have customers, they have fanatics, including us. With over 17 million pairs sold, men across America love their Tommy John underwear. Shipping and returns are free because every pair is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/buck. Go to TommyJohn.com/buck for 20% off. Again, TommyJohn.com/buck. That's TommyJohn.com/buck. See site for details.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden today signed a bill providing $13.6 billion in additional military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine, part of that $1.5 trillion government spending measure that omits COVID-19, the White House complaining it's urgently needed. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Waiting to provide funding until we're in a worse spot with the virus will be too late. We need funding now so we're prepared for whatever comes.
As White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she says without more funding, the U.S. will run out of money to buy more vaccines and antibodies, among other things. Senate Republicans are raising concerns amid reports the U.S. is still engaging Russia, despite its war in Ukraine, on reviving the Iran nuclear deal. Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats can't seem to walk away from the flawed agreement.
They have to restart this deal, no matter how bad it is, just to stick it to Donald Trump. and that they view this also as a matter of a partisan legacy. The Democratic Party has now become so deeply invested in its partnership with the Ayatollahs that they can't walk away from the table, no matter how bad the terms are.
On Monday, 49 of the 50 Senate Republicans released a statement warning they will not support the administration's nuclear deal with Iran, however the negotiations go. Correspondent Ken Mortigutu reports China is unlikely to show clear support for Russia or alliance nations over the issue of Ukraine.
China is going to be very careful in how it deals with the situation, and China is certainly wary of upsetting Europe or the U.S. to too great a degree, and I think that was part of the message that was conveyed at the meeting in Rome that happened this week between senior U.S. and Chinese officials.
Investors appear to be in a good mood on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is up by 543 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
Now, Moose, at age 10, had a litter of 10 puppies with a friend's dog. We kept Lupo, his son, and the other puppies were given to friends, but one of the requirements was they must start those puppies on Dynavite. And someday, if Lupo has puppies, they'll be on Dynavite as well. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Third generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. After major spikes in local pump prices, gas prices increased just slightly over the weekend, up 4 cents between Saturday and yesterday. AAA put the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Las Vegas at $4.97, a new record high. The national average was $4.32. Energy experts say $5 a gallon on average here in Las Vegas is a possibility. This week I paid $5.09 yesterday. Well, the head of the Westgate Sportsbook is wondering whether some recent sizable bets made on Tampa Bay were based on inside information that quarterback Tom Brady was coming out of retirement. On Thursday of last week, Tampa Bay was a 60-1 long shot to win the 2023 Super Bowl and 30-1 to win the NFC before what is referred to as a sharp bettor placed wagers on the Bucs to win both the conference and the Super Bowl titles. Jay Cornegate tells the Review Journal he has no doubt that the bettor knew that Brady was coming back before he placed those bets, and the NFL is investigating.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And bumper-to-bumper conditions downtown as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl due to those lane restrictions. That bridge reconstruction work they're going to be working on that all year long. So give yourself some extra time on the 515 between Maine and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Tuesday, March 15th. We are halfway through March, and we are headed towards Easter. And did I mention St. Patty's Day on Thursday? Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Can't wait. Well, one thing we do know, Tom Brady is back. And so is Gates McGavick. Gates McGavick is the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. He joins us. Gates, welcome back. Good to have you on, man.
Hey, thank you for having me back, Kevin. Always good to talk to you.
I want to ask you, we've got World War III possibly heating up in Eastern Europe. We've got inflation that's killing us. We've got gas prices that are just... there's just no letting up. What is your sense of what the American people are feeling right now, today?
I think the American people are feeling really frustrated, understandably. I mean, Joe Biden has been more of a failure than anyone really could have predicted. And this is what happens when you elect a career politician who's never achieved much, and he phones it in on the first day of work. I mean, like you said, at home and abroad, it's a total mess. Europe is back at war. I was looking earlier this morning. It looks like the average gallon of gas in Nevada is about $5 right now.
Yeah.
Less than ideal, understatement of the century. And, you know, across the board, inflation is skyrocketing. And I think the American people also feel disrespected when they hear blatant lies from Joe Biden trying to say that inflation is somehow Vladimir Putin's fault when it's been going up steadily for the past year, and everyone can see that.
Let me just ask you, because that to me was important. It was going to be my next question. He has blamed Putin, COVID, and all kinds of other stuff. And yet the American people, 70% disapprove of Biden's handling of gas prices. 70% in an ABC Ipsos poll. And I'm just curious, are the American people smart enough to figure this out? It looks like they've figured out this president.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the American people are smarter than Joe Biden. I can tell you that much. I mean, the thing is, you have all these liberal economists who worked for Obama and Biden when Obama was president and Biden was vice president, and these liberal economists are calling Biden out for lying about the origins of inflation. I mean, we're looking at an 8% consumer price hike, and that touches everything. It's not just gas. It's bacon, eggs, you know, basic goods that Americans rely on. And to try and blame a faraway foreign dictator for it, I mean, it's kind of a mind-bogglingly bad political strategy, and it's not working.
Let me just ask you, one of the things that the president said just a couple of days ago was, you know, the Republicans need to tell us what they're for. And by the way, I thought the former president, Donald J. Trump, the other night in Florence, South Carolina, I think did an amazing job of cataloging exactly what Republicans are for. And it's not any of the Biden agenda. Can you talk a little bit about it in your view, what Republicans, what the messaging should be and what we are for?
I think one key thing that we are for and have always been for, we are for more energy production in the United States. When President Trump left office, America was energy independent, pipelines were being built, gas prices were low. Joe Biden undid so much of that on his first day in office when he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline and handed a massive piece of leverage to Vladimir Putin and essentially created a ticking time bomb that would cause gas prices to go up by cutting down on our domestic energy production. Republicans are for producing and getting into the market more oil and more energy on America's shores, far away from the war in Europe. Republicans are also for smart policy that doesn't inject trillions of dollars into the economy and drive up prices for everything. We're for lower taxes. We're for less government spending. We're for more money in the pocket of the American public. And beyond that, as you know, people know, we are for supporting police, and we are for making sure that kids have or parents have a role in their kids' educations.
When it comes to oil production, the demo rats always want to say, well, there's nothing there that you're talking about, Keystone XL pipeline, any of that, that we could do in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, maybe. Is there anything we can do? For instance, we have to replace 600,000 barrels of Russian oil every day. We have to replace that somehow. How do we do it? Do we do it through Venezuela? Do we do it through Saudi Arabia, OPEC? How do we go about doing that in the short term?
Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to restart the Keystone pipeline. I mean, there is a corridor of oil that could be flowing into America right now from the north, not from dictatorships in Iran and Venezuela. And I think that would be a really good first step. And then we should be drilling for more oil on federal lands as well. I mean, we have the resources directly under American soil, and we should be absolutely capitalizing on that. And the fact that, in addition to letting war in Europe happen, the fact that Joe Biden is now begging dictators in Iran and Venezuela to bail us out, I mean, that is just the picture of American weakness on the world stage right now.
I want to move to what could be World War III brewing in Eastern Europe. The president supposedly is going to be traveling there on Thursday to meet with NATO countries. Can you talk a little bit about the job that he's done in leading up to where we are right now, which may be the cusp of World War III?
I mean, like I said, it's weakness on the global stage, right? It's weakness and incompetence. Let's be clear. Vladimir Putin has wanted to invade Ukraine for decades. He waited until Joe Biden was in office to try and do it. I mean, that's really all you need to know. Look, when the Afghanistan withdrawal happened, you know, not that far from where this is all taking place right now, the world was watching when Joe Biden catastrophically handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. Xi in China was watching, Putin was watching, and now you have China, you know, aggressively entering Taiwan's airspace at an unprecedented rate. And around the world, you're just seeing this growing sense of instability and the threat of future conflict. And again, when President Trump left office, the world was a much safer place. The border was secure. Europe was not in open war like it is right now. ISIS had been destroyed. There was peace in the Middle East. And Joe Biden has created conditions that have let dictators and authoritarians abroad flourish. And that's directly on him. It's directly on him.
I want to talk about a tax increase that affects all of us, and I'm talking about rich, poor, Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated voters, everybody, and it's the 8% inflation over the last 12 months. Is there anything that this president should be doing relative to inflation, the Biden inflation that has hit all of us?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, he should not be pushing for higher taxes, which he is doing. That's a key part of all of his economic plans. And as you said, this is already a tax that he's levied on the American people. So first, he needs to discard any plans to raise taxes on the American people. Secondly, I think domestic oil production would go a long way in lowering gas prices across the board, which is obviously a huge part of the inflation crisis. And then fix the supply chain. You know, people don't talk about the supply chain enough, the complex network of how goods get to our shores. It took Joe Biden like 3 months to pretty much break it. And there are still ships off the coast of California that can't deliver goods that would, you know, help the marketing in a really big way. What inflation is essentially is, you know, it's too many dollars chasing not enough goods. And we need more goods in America to drive down the prices for the collective items that we buy. So fixing the supply chain, pumping our own oil, and stopping this process of raising taxes on the American people, I think those are three really good steps the Republicans are for.
Again, Gates McGavick joining us, the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications. He's also an election integrity expert. We've got two different initiatives that are going to be possibly voted on as early as November, dealing with voter integrity, voter ID, all kinds of different stuff. And I'm curious, what is going on around the nation? Are we seeing more and more concern for the integrity of our upcoming elections? Both in June here on the primary and in November in the general election, are we seeing this around the country as well?
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, it depends on what state you're in, right? And it depends on if you're in a Republican-led state or Democrat-led state. Unfortunately, the Nevada elections would be better served by Republican policy, for sure, because one thing that is happening is a lot of Republican states that have recently passed election integrity legislation are holding elections with those new laws, and the elections are going really well. Georgia held municipal elections in Atlanta after passing an election integrity law, and turnout went up, and everything went smoothly at the polling stations. The Texas primary that just took place a few weeks ago came after Texas passed a similar election integrity law. Turnout went way up, and the only county with any problems was one run by Democrats, unsurprisingly. So I think what you're seeing is a ground-level effort for local legislators to pass smart legislation like voter ID, banning ballot harvesting, stuff that the American people support. And the more we see of that, the more confident we can be in our election process.
Is the initiative process, though, and I know it varies by state, but is the initiative process the way to get around these red, or rather blue legislatures that are led by blue governors? Is that going to be the way that we're ultimately going to have to change this thing, or is it a matter of just on election day voting Republican?
Well, it's voting Republican, but it's also volunteering to poll watch and poll work. That's a really key part of it, too, right? A grassroots involvement in the election process. So the GOP has led this really big push to recruit poll watchers nationwide. We've hired election integrity state directors in 14 states, and their job is just to recruit people and train them on how to poll watch to make sure that elections run transparently and securely. And then poll working, making sure we have really competent people actually processing the votes when they're cast. And in a red state or a blue state, you can still sign up to be a poll watcher or poll worker. You can go to gopvictory.com if you want to get involved. So regardless of what state you're in, regardless of, you know, what color you're, whether your legislature is red or blue, you know, you can still make a difference by getting involved in a local polling place and, you know, working together to ensure maximum transparency in these elections.
And Gates, I don't mean to ambush you, but is Nevada one of those 11 states that you're dealing with directors of voter integrity?
Yeah, I think we're up to 14 states, and I believe Nevada is one of them. Yes.
Oh, very good. That is great news. Just off the top of your head, do you trust the elections coming up in November? Obviously, we got the June primaries here, but eventually in November, are you fairly convinced that we're going to have reasonably fair elections most of the places around the country?
Yeah, I have faith that, you know, due to this new legislation, due to increasing public support for voter ID, banning ballot harvesting, and due to this huge influx of transparency and on-the-ground efforts by Republican activists and volunteers, yeah, I think we're gonna see really good elections in November, and I think the results are going to be excellent for the Republican Party.
I think it's great. Gates, thanks so much. Again, if folks want to get involved, can you give that address again?
Yeah, that's gopvictory.com.
Gotta love that. Gates, thanks so much, man. Always good to have you on. We'll do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
There you go. Gates McGavick, the Republican National Committee Director of Strategic Communications and an election integrity expert. That is great news, though. And that's kind of breaking news because I had not heard about that we are going to end up having a director of voter integrity here in the state of Nevada from the Republican National Committee. I think that is a great step in the right direction. Stay where you are. More coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants, especially now at tournament time? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family to repeat what they had said just seconds ago. It drove me crazy. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I obviously spoke too soon with Gates McGavick. I mentioned, we were considering alternatives to the Russian gas and oil, 600,000 barrels a day that we are not currently getting from Russia. And the question is, with prices escalating and big time, and we'll go through that with you as far as how much. I mean, it's scary how expensive gasoline is, but that maybe we can't look to Venezuela. I said, well, we'll check out Venezuela and Saudi Arabia, and it looks like Venezuela may be off the table there, Jim Dallas.
Yeah, indeed. I was doing a little bit of digging here.